Okay, today's daf is Truma's daf Tzadi Ches, and we are on Tzadi Ches Man Aleph on top, the last couple of lines of the 10th parak here of Maseches Trumas, and then we start the final parak of Maseches Trumas that is coming up. But we are on top, Mei Kavashim, we're leading, talking about our Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed the halachas of pickling. And what happens if somebody has pickling water? I pickled truma olives. I pickled something in liquid, and now I have that liquid left over. So the Mishnah says that that liquid has the status of truma. So a Yisrael, a Zar, is not allowed to partake of that. That's what the Mishnah said on Tzadi Vav Mabez on top. May kvashim and may shlakos shel truma. Or if I cooked truma in certain water, so then asurim lazarim, that is usur to a Zar, because that liquid is considered truma, right? So it's not called water anymore. Not just called plain water, it's called truma water. It has the status of truma. Its status has changed. And that's what the Gemara goes into now. Isn't that a problem with the following? Taman taninan, didn't we learn in a Mishnah in the 7th parak of Maseches Mikvaos, right? The Mishnah says there, as we have learned before, that the mikvah needs 40 sa'ah in order to be a kosher mikvah. If it doesn't have 40 sa'ah, there's a din d'rabanan, that if 3 lugin of mayim she'uvin, drawn water, go into a mikvah before it's 40 sa'ah, that ruins the mikvah. You got to empty the whole thing out and start again. If it's already 40 sa'ah, then it's okay. Then water could go in. But if it's not 40 sa'ah yet, so then 3 lugin will passel the mikvah. But let's say 3 lugin of other types, orange juice. 3 lugin of things other than water will not passel the mikvah. It's not going to count for water, but it's not going to count for rainwater, but it's not going to passel the mikvah. So, as we're going to see, what about mei shlakos? As we're going to see, these cooked, pickled water, so as we'll see, the Mishnah is going to tell us that it's considered water. It's considered water to passel the mikvah. So that's going to be the problem. Because in our Mishnah here in Trumas, so the mei shlakos, mei kvashim is considered truma, which sounds like its status is different than regular water. Because the Zohar is not allowed to partake of it. And over there, it ruins the mikvah. So, taman taninan, elu poslin velo malin, the following liquids, pasal, 3 lug, ruin a mikvah if it's put in before 40 sa'ah, velo malin, and it's not, it does not take part in mitztaref. Look at the Rav Chaim Kadia. Let's just read the list. Hamayim, beitar amitameim, water. Doesn't matter what kind of water, tar or tamei water, that's going to ruin the mikvah. It's going to ruin the mikvah, again, before 40 sa'ah. Meikvashim and meishlakas. Right, and there's our list, the pickling water and the cooking water. Look at Rav Chaim Kadievsky. Meikvashim and meishlakas. Or even read it before that, because he quotes what I've just explained. Elu poslin as a mikvah begim a lugin, the following pasul a mikvah with 3 lug. Hamayim she'uvim v'kolze ad shelo haya bashir mikvar bam sa'ah. If the mikvah didn't have 40 sa'ah yet, then the water could ruin it. Aval mishahaya arbaim sa'ah, make shamim. Once there's 40 sa'ah of rainwater, ein mayim shuvin poslin ba. Via filu kama, then may shuvin don't pasel. Remember we had a machlokes we showed him whether the whole concept of shuvin is drabanan, or whether just details of shuvin is drabanan. But either way, so make vash me shlakos, shekavash vishalak bohem yerek, you pickled or cooked a vegetable in it beforehand, it still ruins the mikvah. It's like water. Velo amrinan me perosein. We don't say that, oh, this is called fruit juice, this is called vegetable juice, which would not ruin the mikvah. She'eno poslin ela b'shini mara. Those pasal in a different standard, that means if it changes the appearance of the mikvah. But what do you see from this Mishnah Mikvos? You see that the meishlakos and meikvashim is considered water. So that's the stira with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, you know, let's just finish the next line of the Mishnah of Mikvos. Vahatemed, temed is inferior type of wine. You have water that basically just soaks up the dregs, sits in the bottom of the barrel with all the peels and the seeds and the mush that's left over from the crushed grapes. So you mix that with water, that's called temed. It's inferior wine. So ad shelo hechmetz. So the Mishnah also says before that becomes vinegar and it's still, you know, wine water, that also would be considered water and would ruin the mikvah. So what's the stira? Hachat avilei ochel. Here in our Mishnah, you consider this, so to speak, food. You consider this truma. Azar is allowed to partake. V'hachat avilei mashke. And there, in the mikvahs, you call it a mashke, it's considered water. So therefore, we have a problem. Right? Stira, what is pickled or cooked water considered? Is it considered water, or does it get a new status of truma? So, two answers the Gemara gives. One we might call a technical answer, or one we might call a fundamental answer. The first answer is a technical answer. Well, it depends how liquidy or how thick you're talking about. Amar Rabbi Mana, kan bakashin, kan barachin. Depends if it's thick or loose liquid. In our Mishnah, it's talking about thick liquid. The consistency is thick. And if it's thick, so then... Mishnah in Sukkah. The Rabbi Mana says if it's thick, then it has the status of food. It's thick, right? But over there, in Mikvah, it's talking about watery, loose, make fashion meshlakers. That's called water. Kan ba'ochel, kan ba'mashke. And therefore, that's the difference between ochel and mashke. Number one. That's one answer. Interesting. The thick and thin come up in different areas of halacha as well. Right, the Mishnah in Sukkah discusses, if you remember, the Nisach HaMayim and the Nisach HaYayin that has to be performed on the Mizbeach. We know the Nisach HaYayin is performed every single day on the Mizbeach at the time of the Karban, right? Shira Al HaYayin. If I could just find it here for a second. If not, we'll just say it outside. And the Nisach HaMayim is done only once. Here it is, Nisach HaMayim. In the fourth parak of Sukkah, Nisach HaMayim is only done on Sukkos. Slocha Sholzav, Machzeka Shlosha Lukin, Imamalim and Ashiloach, Higil Ashar HaMayim, they made a big deal, right, about it. The Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and the Mishnah says in Sukkah, in the fourth parak, that they poured the Nisach HaMayim and the Nisach HaYayin together. Umenukavin kibin shnei chatamim dakin on Sukkot, they poured it together, the water and the wine. But it says echad meube ve'echad dak. One was a thick, one was a wide hole cup on the southwestern side of the mizbeach, and one was a more narrow, skinnier hole. Why? Kadesh yushnei b'kalim b'basachas, because you want the wine and the water to finish at the same time, and the viscosity of the water is faster. Is that what you say? Faster, and it goes down faster, and the wine is thicker, like here. That's what I'm saying, thicker and thinner in terms of the consistency of the liquid. You want it to finish at the same time, so you got to have a wider hole for the wine than you do for the water. So here you see the halacha takes into account the thickness and the thinness of the liquid, like we have here. The more thick it is, then it's considered ochel and shuma, and the thin it is not. A closer to home halacha that might be similar, and that's the Hilchos Brachos. Hilchos Brachos is a huge discussion. Stira in the Shulchan Aruch, soups and juices, seems to be a favorite stira in the Shulchan Aruch. About if somebody has a liquid, let's say I cook sweet potato in liquid, and I took the sweet potato out, and now what bracha do I make on that liquid, right? Soup and juices. I'm not going to get to so much halacha right now, but if it's thick, then l'chora you would say the bracha of the fruit or the vegetable. If it's a thick, it's even if it's pourable, but if it's thick soup, but it's basically crushed up solid into thick, so l'chora, then you would say the bracha re'ilo, not just shahakol. Juices that are squeezed out, then probably we would say a shahakol. But liquid that things were soaked in, that's the shayla. But again, like I just said, crushed items which are thick, so l'chora, that's going to make the bracha. The Rambam even has a lashon, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Rambam. Even if it's totally crushed up, it's very, very thin, you still make the bracha ru'yalo. That's why if you have a suffix, whether to make a shahakol or a ha'etz, let's say, on a crushed up item, then the poskim say, maybe you should make the bracha ru'yalo, because that's what it was. And it's now it's ain't suffing mosi midei. You know what was the bracha before? And the Rambam's lashon. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam in Reish Beis Arachaim Reish Beis Zayin. Tmarim Shemiachan Biyad. You have dates that were crushed. And the Rambam's lashon is these three words. Va'asa mehem isa. You made like an isa. An isa is a very thin dough. You made it like a dough. There's no more bumps. No more bumps. It's totally thin. V'hotzi miyam garinem. You took out the seeds. Afilu hachi lo nishtanis birchasen v'varech aleim borei priya eitz ulabasov bracha me'ein shalosh. Right? You would make a ha'etz on that. Right? Some poskim are machalik between bumpy applesauce and thin processed applesauce. If it's the homemade applesauce, but you still got bumps in there, then you make a ha'etz. But if it's very processed, thin, and you can't really tell anymore, then you make a shahakol. Okay, there's some gray area in all of Hilchos Brachos, right, including here. But again, that also is another place where it comes up about thick or thin, and that's what the Gemara says here, the difference between whether, again, the stira between the Mishnah in Mikvaos and the Mishnah here in Trumas is the Meikvashim and the Meishlakis. This is the liquid. This is not what I was just talking about, where you crushed up the item itself, but you soaked the fruit or vegetable in the water, then you remove the fruit or vegetable. What's the status of the water that's left? So the Mishnah in Trumas here seems to say Truma. The Mishnah in Mikvaos seems to say water. So the first answer is, it depends how, if some of it, let's say, was left in the water, if it was thick or thin. That is answer number one. So that's not fundamental difference between the two. But now we have a fundamental difference. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, afilu tamer kan v'kan v'kashin, v'kan v'kan v'rachan. Doesn't matter what the thickness is. Doesn't matter. The difference is truma and mikvos. There's a difference between those two areas of halacha. Nosdin ta'amim b'truma ve'ein nosdin ta'amim b'mikvah. Nosing tam is relevant by truma. Truma is something that you eat. And therefore, if it tastes like truma, we can give it the status of truma. And therefore, the meikvashim and meishlakish, which tastes like truma, so then it has the status of truma. And therefore, it is considered truma. It's also to a zar. But mikvah, there's nothing about tasting it. Mikvah is it called water or not? See, even if something tastes like the vegetable, it could still be called water. It's not going to be meipeiros unless you squeeze it out of that fruit. That's going to be called meipeiros. But if it's not going to be, if it's hilchos mikvos, that doesn't make a difference. Look at the Mara folder. Bitruma tali benosin tam, the aser bachila. Truma is aser to eat, and therefore it has, benosin tam has relevance. Avo mishem hachi lo nafik mitaras mashkin len yimikvah. But regarding mikvah, it's still called a liquid, and therefore it could be ruined. It could be on the list of poslim velo malin. So that is the terms of that. Mikvos in general is a topic. Now, there's certain areas of halacha. Well, there's mikvahs and there's building a mikvah. Building a mikvah is one of those areas of halacha that not too many people. There are yechidei skula. Many people might know hilchos Shabbos and hilchos Kashrus, hilchos mikvahs, hilchos Erevin, certain areas of halacha that are not as well known. But we have to try to know kol haTorah kula. But the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Ayin has hilchos mikvahs, 75 se'ifim in hilchos mikvahs, just the first one. Ein Aisha Ola, what is this doing in Simon Reish Aleph? This is right after Hilchas Nida. Right after Hilchas Nida and Hilchas Tevila Simon Reish. So that's where the Yeradeh, they talk about Hilchas Mikvahos, because that's the only Tumah, Bizman Azeh, that Lamaisa we go to the Mikvah for. We don't go to the Mikvah for any other Tumah. Rabbi Hashem Mehiri Bana Besa Migdash, we'll have another, Rabbi Yosef Kaira is going to have to make another, the tour. Start with the tour. The tour is going to have another area of Shulchan Aruch. Right, we have Arachaim, Yoradeh, Choshim, Mishpat, Evena, Ezer, and we're going to have Kachem and Taras. We have the Kachem and Taras. He did not do. As has been pointed out, when the Mashiach comes, the Rambam's going to be sitting, relaxing, because he already did all the hard work. Right, he already did all the Kachem and the Taras. Now he's just going to be Lamaisa. He's going to be answering all the Kashas on Hishita. But the tour is going to have to work hard. The tour and the Shulchan Aruch are going to have to come up. Maybe they'll switch Hilchas Mikvos from Yoradeh to, I don't know, Taras. But right now, It's in Hilchas Mikvos right after Hilchas Nida. So Eina Isha, that's why he says that. Eina Isha Olami Tumasa, Birachitza Bimerchatz. Taking a bath is not going to get, or a swimming pool is not going to get you tahar. V'yafilu Alu Aleha Kolmemo Sheba Olam. Even if all the water of the world shall dunk in. Adain hi Bitumasa. V'chayavan Aleha Kares, Ashatitva Kogufa, Bibasachas, Bime Mikvah. Right, we have Pasuk and Parsha Shmini. Right, is it mikvah or mayan? The two choices that we have. The Mishnayos and Mikvahs talk about the difference between a mayan and a mikvah, gathered water versus flowing water. About the shir, ama lama rub shalosh amos b'meruba ba'ama v'chulu. So the measurement is given, and she has to be covered all at once. Tevila has to be basachas. A lot of shilas before Pesach are about Hagala, a kashering does not have to be basachas. You could kasher half a kli and then kasher the other half of the kli. Tevila, you cannot do that. Tevila, being in a mikvah has to be bibasachas, right? All at once. And then the Shonar goes through the difference between ma'ayan and mikvah. And then in Siv Gimel, related to what we were just talking about, arbaim sasha'am rutzarach shalo yu shi'uvim shimheim shi'uvim sulim. Right, the tzuvim is going to be a problem. But the Rama adds, v'im kala mikvah hi she'uvim, pasul min ha-Torah, v'sveika l'chumra. That's the Rama sheet. The Rama paskins, like the Rishonim, that she'uvim is a psul daraisa. We said, so according to Shem Deus, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, Rashbam, all get into the act, whether some say the whole, all Shuvin is a Durabanan. The Ramah here says, Beferish, that Shuvin is an issue on at least the basic idea of Shuvin. If you have a whole mikvah of Mayim Shuvin, it is Daraisa problem. Avalim Rova mikvah kasher, Bahamuad hu Shuvin, Eno Elim Durabanan. Miyat Shuvim is a Psul Durabanan, like we just spoke about. Three lug in a mikvah, that didn't get to 40 yet, that's for sure is a Durabanan problem. And if you have a Suffolk, you would be able to go, you'd be able to go Lakula. And the Shachar talks all about these details, which is not for now. Okay, Rabosai, Hadralach Basel Shenitnu, last perek of Maseches Trumas. We have another 10 days of Maseches Trumas. So we're going to touch on, okay, we quoted this Mishnah earlier in the Masechta, at least the second half of the Mishnah. And this relates to the issue of destroying Truma. One is not allowed to destroy Truma in an inappropriate way. One is allowed to eat Truma, one could drink Truma, one could smear Truma, as we have said, as long as it's used in a normal way. Similar to Shemitah. Remember, Shemitah has a similar, not exactly the same, but also Shemitah produce has Kedusha and has to be used in a normal way. So what's called the normal way? So says the Mishnah, E nostim develu v'grogeris l'toch amurius, v'pneishu ma'abdon. What if I want, amurius is back to the fish sauce, right? What if I'm going to put, they used to put develu and grogeris are different types of figs, pressed figs, dried figs, you put it into the fish sauce. Why do you do that? Because you make the fish sauce taste a little better. That's going to be the machlokas here. Are you doing it to make the fish taste a little better or just to remove the bad odor from the fish sauce? Either way, after you put the figs in, you take out the figs and you just throw them out. So is that called okay? Is that called normal usage of figs? You're not going to eat the figs, right? You're going to throw them out. You're just using the figs to put the taste in or to remove the taste of the fish sauce. So the Mishnah says, no good. Ain't no stim. You can't do this. You can't put the pressed figs or the dried figs into the fish sauce. Mipnei shehu ma'abdon. Because that's destroying them. You're destroying them. Look at the Mara folder. Because what are you going to do? Because after shechein derech develu v'grogeris. What's the normal way? Hanesunim b'murius. L'sochton. You squeeze them out. U'lahotiyas v'meyem. You squeeze out the juices from these figs. V'acharkach mashlichan. Then you throw them away. You throw them away. So therefore, that's considered ibud of truma. You're not allowed to destroy truma. Avonosin, it's a yayin lemurius. You could put truma wine into murius because that stays there. That wine is going to stay there and you're going to drink it. You're going to drink it, you're going to use it, and that's okay. And what's the chiddush of that line? Again, look back at the Mara Folda. Notice that it's a yayin lemurius. Regilim ayo liten yayin lemurius. They used to put wine into this fish juice. Shalo yahayabo shamnunis kolkach kedela matkan. To sweeten it. Sweeten foods, no problem. You could put truma wine onto chicken and truma wine onto anything if it's part of the ingredients. Velesis botan bilvad mutter litin yayin shel truma latocho. You could put wine of truma in it. Velo amrinon, and we don't say la'avure zuam bilvad hushitin es hayayin. I'm only putting the wine in to remove the bad aroma and taste and the pungent taste of the fish, favikim abdo, and that's like destroying. That's not an appropriate usage. But that's what the Tanakhama says, you're allowed to do that. You can't put the figs in, but you could put the wine in. Put the wine in. And remember, the destroying truma, that's based on a pasuk in the Torah, that's pashtus, a din daraisa. Right? The pasuk says, mishmeres trumos, right? Bamidbar yudches ches, and it's discussed in Sukkah. Sukkah has a number of discussions of Truma and Shemitah, but if you look in Sukkah, the Gemara in Sukkah there talks about whether I could use a Truma Esrog. Could I use a Truma Esrog for Dalin Minim? That's the discussion there. So Truma Temeya Psula. What about Truma Tahora? An Esrog, that's Truma. Am I allowed to use it? So the Mishnah says earlier, the Mishnah says here on Lam Dalam Abeis, that's Esrog. Remember, Luva Gozo goes through each of the Dalam Minim. So Esrog, that's the Esrog Mishnah on Lam Dalam Abeis. So the Mishnah says, let me find the light shall Truma Tahora, Lo Yitol Vimata Kasher. Look at Chila, you shouldn't use a Truma Esrog. But B'diavet, you can. That's a Truma Tahora Esrog. Why? So the Gemara discusses, Pligi Bar Rami Veravasi, Chad Amar Mipnei Shem Machshira. You're being machshir it lekabel tuma. How are you being machshir? You don't want that's going to become tame. Why, Rashi? Because what do? You're going to put the lulav back in the water so it doesn't get dried out. And what do you usually do when you hold the lulav and esrog? You put it all together. So some of the liquid that you put the lulav into the water, into the wet tinfoil, right? You're going to touch the esrog with it, and then the esrog is going to become mukhshar lekabel tuma. And then maybe your hands are not going to wash your hands. That's going to make the esrog tameh. That's the esrog tameh. And you're not allowed to make truma into tuma. Rashi v'asa ligro tuma la truma dichsiv mishmeres trumosai asal lashimur. So that's one day. One day in the Gemara is that you're being machshir lekabel tuma. The second day of Achad Amar, Mipnei Shemafsida. You are destroying it when I use my Esrog. Why? Why? Because every time I touch the Esrog, you know, by the time the end of Sukkot comes around, it's a little rubbed out, maybe it's a little browner. And Mafsida, says Rashi, Mafsida Klipasa Hachitzona. Right? The outside layer of the Esrog is going to become ruined if I hold it the whole week. Nim Eses, B'mishmush Yadayim, the Aser Lahafsid Truma. And it's also to destroy truma. Not only is it also to make truma tame, it's also to destroy truma. Right? So what, Lamai Nafkamina, the Gemara says, what if you say, this esrog is truma except for the outer layer? Right? You designated the inside of your esrog as truma, and that's what you're gonna make into jelly after Sukkot, but not the outside. Might be not going to go Allah shame chutz mikli pasachitzona. Lamad Rabbeinu Machshira Ika. There's still a problem because you're going to make the whole esrog into tuma. Lamad Rabbeinu Mafsida Leka. So that's the 2 days Sukkah Lamed Hema base about Mafsida or Machshira. Why lechadchila one should not use a truma tahora esrog. If one did, then one is yotze. One is yotze the mitzvah in that case. That also has to do with the destruction of truma. So that's the first line of the Mishnah. Also, if somebody has truma oil, so am I allowed to put spices into the truma oil? So what's going to happen? The spices that I put in is going to absorb some of the truma. So is that allowed to be done? The Mishnah says no. Ein mefatmin es hashemen. I'm not allowed to. Again, the Mara folda. Ein mefatmin es hashemen shel truma be ikare abasamim she bol in es hashemen. And those spices are not eaten. You take out those spices. Maybe right. Certain types of spices are eaten, but some spices, I don't know. Like sometimes you put some leaves into the soup, and those aren't meant to be eaten. It's just to give taste, and then you throw them out. So those types of spices are going to absorb the truma and you're going to throw them out. So that's not allowed. That's what the Mishnah says here. You can't be mefatim shemen. You can't put spices into oil of truma because that's going to remove some of the oil. Right? Or inami d'lochaz yem lachilak shumafutam. Or maybe the oil, you're just doing it to make the oil aromatic and you're not going to, it's not going to eat it. Either way, if you're not going to eat it, it's a problem. Aval es osin hayayin yinomlim. But if I'm going to make a mixture of wine and honey and spices that I'm going to consume it all, that's good. That's okay. Ein mevashlin. This is a Mishnah we had earlier already. Ein mevashlin yayin shel truma mevreshu mamito. I'm not allowed to cook truma wine. Why? Because I am lessening it. What am I lessening? Am I lessening volume? Am I lessening taste? Am I lessening quality? So the Gemara is going to talk about that. But I'm lessening something. And that's what the Tanakhama says. You can't lessen. You can't lessen. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. It's fine. It's mashbiach. So again, what does that mean? Does it mean it's going to last? By the Mara Fold already alludes to the Gemara. Miskayim Yoser. It's going to last longer. If it's going to last longer, that makes it better. Right? Even if it's going to taste less. So machlokes tanoim. Whether you're allowed to cook truma wine. And we discuss this, if you remember, way back. See, it says here, chaf hei. Daf chaf hei. Way back when. We had a discussion there about whether you could use yayin mevushal for different mitzvos and different areas of a halacha. Remember, there's a discussion in Baba Basra. I'll just read you from the Rashba. The Rashba, if you remember from Baba Basra, that Sadi Zayin talks about the Mishnah there, the Gemara there in Chul and Sadi, Baba Basra, Sadi Zayin quotes our Mishnah, and the Rashba there talks about yayin mevushal. Yesh mishomer shu pasal kiddush. There are those that say, he has a coin by name, that's the Rambam. Right? You can't use cooked wine, yayin mevushal, for kiddush. Ha'il upasal agabe amizbeach. That's how we understand the Gemara Baba Basra. We compare the standards for mizbeach and the standards for kiddush, and therefore you can't use yayin mevushal for kiddush. Just like you can't use it on the mizbeach for nisach hayayin. Kiddush time of sechaz menachas. Em yivin yayin mevushal v'lo me'ushan v'im hevi pasal. Says the Rashba, v'lesa, I disagree. And we paskin against the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch, Velesa, the Mevushal Nami, Iluye Ali, the Rabbanei Adam. Most people like cooked wine. Most people don't find it worse. And even though there are certain wine connoisseurs that can tell the difference, and you can drink wine like, oh, what did you cook it for? You ruined it. I would never use my mevushal. Right? Even though there are those kind of people, says the Rashba, Ein hochabol inyan zeh ela achar ilui harov. Most people don't have a problem with that, and therefore cooking it is fine. Ubehevya, and look in Yerushalmi in Psachim, Yotzin b'yayin mevushal. Vihine Kos Rishon, continues the Rashba. Kos Rishon Makachin Lav Kiddush Hayom, the first Kos you make Kiddush on. V'al Bisha Shaninu, and even though we learned in Trumas earlier, Daf Chav Dalet, Tarmini Mishenu Mavushal Mavushal, V'lomim Mavushal Shenu Mavushal, Lav Misham the Mavushal Garua. Right, the fact that we had before earlier that you can't be Torim one on the other, Mavushal and not Mavushal, is not because the Mavushal is worse. El Mebnei Sheish Mixas Bnei Adam Sheish Osan Oso. Some people don't drink it. O Mebnei Chazko, because of its strength. O Mebnei Metikusa, because of its sweetness. Va Mavushal Shosa Muatim Min Hashena Mavushal. V'chol, and it continues. Not that it becomes worse. And then he quotes, and this quotes our Mishnah, and he quotes V'chol, and it continues. But either way, we paskin that Yai Mavushal is okay to use. The Rama remember is Machmir against that. Says the Gemara. So he mentioned that you cannot put truma wine, you can't put truma figs into the Morias because it's going to get ruined. Tani. Nosin Dilavagoras Tokh Morias Kiderech Shenosnin Tavlin. Right? You're allowed to. The Brisa says one is allowed to put the Devela and the Grogoris into the Morias. This is the Tosefta, which argues on our Mishnah, because this is considered normal. Kiderech shenosnin tavlin, ubilvad shelo yischatem lahotzi meimeihem, as long as you don't squeeze them out afterwards. I'm sorry, I should say, some Mefarshim say this Tosefta is arguing. The Pnei Moshe says this is arguing on our Mishnah, but you can read this as not arguing, right? As this last line of the Tosefta. You don't squeeze them out, what does that mean? If you leave them in the mixture. You leave them in the mixture and you eat it with your murius, then it's okay. Because that's not ibud. That's not ibud. Ubitavlin mutter shekachu malachton. But by spices, you are allowed to squeeze them out because that's the malacha. Why? Mara fulda. She'ein lahem achila acheres alai dekach. You're not going to eat the spices raw. You don't eat the spices anyway. The whole purpose of the spices is to put them into certain dips, give off their taste, and then take them out. So this is no worse. Taking spices out of a mixture is no worse than not eating them at all. That's not a problem. Continues the Marafulta. Shein lemachila cheres ela ayidekach ulahachi en omdin. Ve'ein zu ibudan. Ela zui ikar achilasan. And therefore, this is their ikar achila, and the murius would be aser tazarim, because it has the status of truma. Tzror tavlin shenazvo tokadei rezu. What happens if I have a little bundle? I have some spices that I put into one pot. V'chazim nazvo tokher acheres. Then I take it out and put it into another pot. Right, sometimes that could still give off taste, right? Let's say a tea bag. Tea bag into the first cup, into the second cup, it's still giving off taste. Every time it's a little weaker. But says the Gemara, if I put it into the first and into the second, in batal tamo mutter, if these spices that were truma spices that I put into the first pot and the second pot, if it no longer gives off any taste, then it's mutter to a zar. It's no longer considered truma. V'im lav aser. But if not, if it still gives off taste, then it's going to be aser to a zar. Ma bein olavein sheves. Ask the Gemara, what's the difference between this Tosefta? This Tosefta, it goes by taste. Right? If after two times, you still got to wonder about the taste. What's the difference between this and the case of sheves? Sheves is another, they say mustard seed or some other type of seed, a different spice. Lo kintani, didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Uksin? Hasheves, shenasanta bekedera, the sheves that gave off taste in the pot. And once you use sheves once, ain bamishum truma, it no longer has the status of truma. Veinamatamatumas ochlan is no longer called a food. One cooking is enough, and it's the Mishnah in Uksin doesn't give off the impression that you have to ascertain whether it still tastes like sheves or not. Sounds like one cooking done. So isn't that against this Tosefta that says, after two cookings, then you check. So what's the difference? So the Gemara says, Mishalcha nasnulacha. Some are familiar with that lashon from the Mishnah at the end of Erevin. From you, this was given. What does that mean? Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains the whole concept of spices having the status of trumas and mice. Truma, that's the whole drabanan. The whole thing's drabanan. So bedin hayeshlo. Let's read the Gemara, then we'll read Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Bedin hayeshlo to damitumas ochlin. The whole, it shouldn't be matami tumas ochlin at all. That's what it's doing in uksin, and it shouldn't even give the status of truma. V'heinam ochlin, and the Chazal say, you know what? Because it's used in food, so give it the status. V'heinam ru v'kivish asatam b'kedera b'teila. Shevis is not edible. It's not really a food, so it gives off taste. It's truma midrabanan. So heinam ru v'heinam ru. They said you go by, you treat it as truma, and they say once you cook it once, that's good enough. Now look over Chaim Kanievsky. Mishalcha nasu lacha klomar hasheves midah raisa kivan de la taima hu da avid. Since it's made for its taste, ve'eno roi la'achila bifnei atzma. It's not right to eat by itself. Lav shame ochel aleha. It's not food. Ve'eno bedin shuma kalikar. Right? What's the yisod? If spices are not edible, they don't have. They're not shumas and maisa midah raisa. It's only midah rabbanan. Ela midah rabbanan. And since it's Drabbanan, the Drabbanan can make up the rules. Make up the rules. And you treat it like Truma after, in the first pot. But once you go to the second pot, so then it's different. And the Rav Chaim Kanievsky continues a couple lines later. This is only by Sheves, the Mishnah Nuksin, where it's not edible by itself. But the spices that we were referring to earlier, right, let's say in the top Tosefta, those are roi to eat even by themselves. Some spices you could taste by itself. So that's Truma D'Araisa. Right, and therefore, there's a difference between the two. He doesn't quote it, but he's quoting a Tosfos in Nida. Tosfos in Nida on Daf Nun makes this chilik between spices. He says there are spices that are edible, and there are spices that are inedible, and they just give off taste into other items. So that's what Tosfos says. Nida nun amar aleph v'yesh lo mardika shnei minei tavlin. It's like a brisker, right? Two types of tavlin. Dahanu de'ein ru'im elo l'tayma. Those that are only ru'if to give off a taste, but not edible themselves. Lo matami tumas ochlin. They're not makabel tuma v'ein chayavin b'maiser. They're not chayav and meiser. Aval tavlin deruuyin nami bifnei atzman va'avida nami l'tayma kagon shumenu b'tzalim chayav and meiser umetamin tumas ochlin. That's an important day of Tosfos. Nida daf nun amen aleph. Okay, let's continue. Avonosin is not yain lemorius. You're allowed to put the yain into the morius because then you're going to eat the whole thing. Rav Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan de Rebbe hi. Rebbe is the one that says this, that you're allowed to put the one. You know what? You know, it's going to take a little bit. Let's just stop here by the two dots. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. We'll pick up with this morius next time.